baby.
Indeed, let's talk about tech, in brackets, baby. I am so looking forward. This is actually my first time talking to Fevzies, but he's a bit of a legend here. I've been told that he's the guy to ask about gadgets, but I'm also really worried because I love spending money on gadgets, so I'm also terrified and I'm just going to have to hide my wallet. Fevzie, are you with me?
Well, yeah, the reason I do this slot is to cover up my gas, my gear acquisition syndrome. So I pretend that it's all for research purposes and then I just buy stuff I don't need.
That's such a good trick. So you are the editor of GadgetDetective.com and you also host the Gadget Detective podcast. So your life is just very gadgety. Inspector Gadget.
It's always, yeah, I'm not allowed to say that. You know, when I went to protect the name, I went to a trademark lawyer and they said, oh, we can't do that. We already represent Inspector Gadget.
No, they didn't really. Is that an actual true story?
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh. Well, I wouldn't want to upset Inspector Gadget because he's got very long arms and he can poke you. But
Indeed. You
have to keep up to date with all the tech news. And that means you have to go shopping. So you shop for us.
Yeah, but I try and do it from a sort of consumer focus point of view. So I don't like it when people get overcharged for gadgets. So, for example, Apple are going great guns with their Mac computers these days. Their M4 series of processors, the Mac Mini, the iMac, they're all lovely. The fast processors. They've recently made the minimum amount of RAM in them 16 gigabytes as opposed to 8, which is what you need. It's a good starting point. However, they still insist on selling machines with a measly 256 gigabytes of RAM. 256 gigabytes of storage. That's like the hard drive. This is not enough. If you buy a machine, so let's say a Mac Mini, that's the entry-level machine, £500, unless you're a student, in which case £600. If you're a student, £500. But they sell it with that measly amount of memory. And so if you say, okay, well, fine, I'll just upgrade it. But to go from 256 to a still measly 512 gigabytes of storage, that's an extra £200.
Oh. On the machine, it's so frustrating when you've just spent a fortune. I mean, I'm a Mac girl. I'm, you know, in the clutches. And it is really frustrating when you've spent lots of money on this lovely, shiny machine. And then a year later, you're asked to pay. It's almost like a tax.
Well, it's not even a year later because you can't upgrade these storages. You're stuck with it for life. So it's a bit like when your car's ashtrays get, they don't have them anymore, when your car's ashtrays got filled, you'd have to get a new car. I mean, it's the same sort of idea. Yeah. So just to give you an idea, to go up to 1 terabyte, which I think is the minimum that anyone would want in this year, is an extra £400. So if that machine rises from £500 to £600 up to £1,000. And if you wanted 2 terabytes, that's an extra £800. So, but there is a way around this.
Okay? Oh, I love. Here we go.
So this
You're
is what
revving
I'm
up.
It's a combination of gadgets. So what we're going to do is we're going to attach an external drive. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it together. We're going to get a case for the drive, which is called an enclosure, and a little drive that goes inside it, which looks like a rather large stick of chewing gum.
Yeah.
It's called an M.2 SSD. It's basically a hard drive on a stick. No moving parts.
Right.
We're going to get those two. We're going to pop one into the other. We're going to close it. No tools required. And then it's going to run pretty much as fast as the one inside, but for a fraction of the price.
Wow.
So let me just explain. So the best makers of enclosures that I've found so far is a company called Acasis, A-C-A-S-I-S. And they do an enclosure. It's about the size of a deck of playing cards, to give you an idea. It's called the TBU 405 Pro. And what that is a super fast enclosure. So it's called an enclosure because you pop the SSD into it, your solid state drive into it. And the Thunderbolt bit, the TBU, Thunderbolt unit, is super fast. So you won't notice it. So the way I do it is I buy Macs with a minimum amount of storage in them, 256 gigabytes. Mm. I then laugh in the face of the salespeople when they try and sell me the upgrade, because that's where they make the money, right? Because these things cost pennies and they charge hundreds for them. So what I then do is I put the operating system, Mac OS, all my applications, and I'm kind of into things like software synthesizers, which can take up a lot of space, you know, lots of samples and things like that, and all my data onto the external drive, which first of all means I don't care if even, you know, how much they want to charge. I can have as much storage as I want. And when that storage gets full, by then the SSDs that go in it will have halved or quartered in price, and I'll be able to go up to 8 terabytes with no problem at all. So it's a TBU 405. It's the best of its kind for a couple of reasons. One is it hardly generates any heat, and that's one of the big problems with these units is that they tend to overheat, and when they overheat, they slow down to stop themselves from, you know, dying from the heat, as it were. It's also got a fan built into it with a switch, but I never have had to use the fan, so it's silent in operation. The SSD that I put inside it, the solid-state drive, is from a company called Crucial, and it's called the P310. And as I say, it looks like a stick of chewing gum, slightly bigger. This one can go about twice as fast, over 7,000 megabytes per second, twice as fast as the enclosure will allow. And why would I specify something that, you know, can't use its full speed? The reason is it doesn't cost any more because Crucial, you know, do good prices on them. Yeah. And if in the future you want to upgrade your enclosure to, say, a Thunderbolt 5 enclosure, you'll already have the SSD with all your data on it, capable of taking advantage of those speeds. So it's kind of future-proofed. So to give you an idea, the enclosure costs currently about £109 on Amazon. So I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5. The SSDs cost, for 1 terabyte, £65, 2 terabytes, £110, 4 terabytes, £222. Therefore, if you wanted to put all this together, let's say you wanted 1 terabyte, so it would cost you a total of £174 compared to £400 from Apple. Or if you wanted 2 terabytes, it would cost you £218 compared to £800.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're saving almost £600, which you will automatically go out and buy more gadgets with. But you can do that. And in that way, you don't get your £600 machine suddenly costing £1,400.
And you're never going to need more than 2 terabytes, are you? I mean, unless you're editing a feature film.
I remember when I got my first computer, I said, who needs 32K of RAM? That's just ridiculous. And now my computer has literally a million times more RAM in it than before. Look, the trick is here, because it is upgradable. When you buy it from Apple, there's a reason I got blacklisted from Apple. When you buy it from Apple, you have to buy what you think you'll need during the life of the machine, because you can't legitimate formal way of upgrading the internals. Yeah. So you have to buy it. With this, you can buy what you need. So buy a terabyte or buy two. Who really cares? £65 or £110. It's not a huge sum. So I'd go for the 2 terabytes myself. Okay, so you're adding, say, £200 for the case and the 2 terabytes of storage. That's still going to give you a saving of over £200. And then, let's say as that 2 terabytes fills up, you know, a year or 2 or 3 years down the line, you can just pop out and buy an 8 terabyte model, and by then it will cost you another £100 or something like that. So the point is, don't buy a bit more than you need, but don't buy silly amounts when it's upgradable. And that's the point. Oh, and the other nice trick that you can do with this is that you can take that external drive, if you've loaded it with your operating system and software and everything else, and plug it into a completely different Mac. So let's say you've got a Mac at work and a Mac at home. You don't have to even carry a laptop. You can just carry this thing in your pocket, quite literally, and just plug it in, and the machine that you're sitting at becomes your machine with your operating system, your software, and your data on it. It's quite a remarkable solution.
Fevzi, for those people that want this solution, that want this extra storage, but maybe are not a gadget god like yourself, how do we, let's say that we buy the item, how can we install it? Where can we take it so that someone could help? I think I would struggle to know how to put all my software onto the hardware.
Look, first of all, don't take it to the Apple store unless you just want to taunt them. There are independent, engineers and
so
forth.
They know how to do it. I've got a local computer shop near me.
Yeah, they'll know.
And he fixes it whenever I drop my screen, which is regularly. They know how to do that bit?
Yes, because you can pop the lid off the enclosure with your thumbs. You just slide the memory stick into it. It goes in at like a 40-degree angle, and you just push it down. It clicks in position, and you just put... This one doesn't even need a screw to hold it down. You just put a little rubber plug in it, holds it down, and you snap it shut again, OK? So the physical installation is 5 minutes. What you then need to do is attach it using a Thunderbolt cable, which comes with the enclosure, to your computer, and it will recognise the drive. Mac OS will recognise it, but you have to format the drive. Using Mac OS, okay? So you format the drive using Mac OS, then then you just set it as the, if you want to set it as a boot drive, you can do that. And you just install onto it as you would install an operating system. It's actually quite easy. You know, with Mac, if you go into recovery mode when the machine comes on, it will recognize that's a bare drive, and it will offer to install Mac OS on it for you, and it will download Mac OS over the internet. It'll take a couple of hours probably, depending on your internet speed, and then it will just do it for you. Once it's on there, once it's your boot drive, then you can install onto it as you would normally do. But if you're not confident of that, and I understand, you can pay someone, £50 or something just to do that for you. It's not difficult.
I love that it's pocket-sized so that you can download everything at work, pop it in your bag, take it home, you pop it in your pocket.
Yeah.
So you're not lugging a big, expensive laptop around that could get knocked on the tube.
Yeah, or stolen. Yeah, no, it's really good. And these drives are also really good for backup as well. So even if you've got sufficient internal storage, even on a PC, even on an iPad Pro with a USB-C/Thunderbolt interface, you can connect these devices to it. What I did for mine, because the real problem is with laptops, because you don't really want an external drive hanging off your laptop. We'll deal with this in a future week, but I got this gadget from a company called Small Rig. You basically stick a magnet to the back of your screen on your laptop. The drive then snaps onto that, and you just have
so
a short
clever.
Cable. It's
that's
it looks
really,
a bit.
Heath, I like that.
I mean, obviously, I'm all about sartorial elegance, but it does look a bit Heath Robinson. But it's so functional, and I just feel when I look at it, I just laugh in the face of Apple.
You're so funny. you mentioned my immediate worry there is that the drive would get really hot and damage the screen, but you said it's got a fan in it.
Yeah, which I've never had to use.
Right.
So one of the reasons why I recommended this Acasis unit is because there are lots of these, and some of them are a little bit cheaper. But this one, it has two controller chips, one for Thunderbolt 4 and one for USB 4. So these are similar but different standards that modern computers can come with. So by having two chips, first of all, it makes it more compatible and more stable. It also generates less heat. That plus the physical design means that I've actually never had to switch the fan on. I switched it on for testing purposes, but that was it. And when it's on, it's actually not really annoying either. It's quite a low hum. You'd have to put your ear quite close to it before you actually noticed it. It's just a remarkable solution, and the enclosure will take up to 8 terabytes. So I wouldn't recommend you go out and buy 8 terabytes now.
I've got about 70,000 pictures on my phone, which causes me so much. I always look at it and think, I've got to get rid of some. But, that would take me 10 years to do that. But this is a really slick...
Just pack them up. Don't need to get rid of anything.
Yeah, thanks to you. I don't need to delete any of them. I wish I was taking more.
No, exactly. You don't need to do that. But what you should be doing is backing up your device on a regular basis. And if you've got a 2-terabyte drive, so it's not just about, how much do I need for my Mac? What about your, if you've got an iPad or an iPhone, backing those things up, because they can be quite capacious in the amount of storage that they have,
yeah.
As you say. And just think about, this is just general advice, think about what you own, what information is on it, the pictures, the scripts you've been working on for the past 5 years, haven't quite finished yet, and what would happen if that was to die on you and you lost it. What would be the consequences of that? And then think about that and then go away and back up your machine on this drive or any other drive. But please do that, because I deal almost every week with people who are virtually in tears because they've lost. And sometimes it's photos of someone who's passed away and they just can't replace them. And these are incalculable losses.
I've got some hard drives that I've had for many, many, many years from when my children were little. They're just sitting in a cupboard. I mean, are those now defunct? Or are they just going to sit there with all the pictures on them?
These are physical moving spinning hard drives.
Yes, boxes.
So they will die at some point. It's a physical device. It's a question of, you know, when, not if, it will die. So my recommendation would be to copy whatever's on there. You can keep them, but copy whatever's on there onto a more modern drive.
Right, like the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And then make a backup onto a third drive as well. So all of those drives, could easily fit onto one modern drive
Of
the capacity. Yes, because, you know, the capacities keep going up. They more or less double every year. So you could do that. And then you make an additional backup drive and you keep that in a different location.
Right, in case there's a fire.
You encrypt it. Yeah, in case there's a fire. Or in case there's a break-in and they steal it and they steal the backup drive that's attached to it, you can do sort of cloud backups as well. But I, in addition to that, I would have a physical backup. You encrypt it. That's to say, you scramble the data and you either take it to work or you give it to a trusted friend or relative or something. They won't know what to do with it, or, you know, even if you don't trust them, there's nothing much.
It's one of those things that you've got to put on your to-do list and actually do, because you're right, it's absolutely heartbreaking. All of the pictures of my two lovely kids when they were little and all the videos, and if I lost those, it'd be heartbreaking. And they are irreplaceable because the cloud hasn't got all of them, I'm sure.
No.
It is heartbreaking. I always say, I mean, I don't know, you're probably younger than I am, but we used to take physical pictures.
Bless you, Cherry. Thank you so much.
I'm so flattering, aren't I? Honestly, what a suck up. I would be absolutely heartbreaking. I always say that the first thing, apart from my children and my cats, of course, the first thing I would save from my house if there was a fire is my physical pictures of me and my friends in bad makeup.
You've got two kids, so you already backed up your child, so that's all right.
Yes, exactly. I've got two cats as well. I've got a backup cat.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, one heir and one spare, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, so all of that is good, and both of those are 4.5 stars out of 5, both of them available on Amazon and elsewhere. I really like the Crucial stuff because it's really high quality.
I've never heard of Crucial.
So Crucial is a brand of a company called Micron. In fact, they now call themselves, I think, Micron Crucial. Micron is one of the biggest manufacturers of RAM memory and storage in the world. And in fact, if you pop open a Mac, if you're still able to pop open a Mac, you'll often find Micron memory inside it. They do some of the best RAM and storage available. So there's no questions about it. It's affordable because they choose to make it affordable. It's not affordable because it's cheap stuff. It's really, I wouldn't entrust my data to it otherwise, you know. So, and that's why I feel comfortable recommending it as well. There are other good brands. That just happens to be the one that I tend to choose. I'll just give you one more quick gadget in association with that. If instead of a Mac Mini you happen to have an iMac, which is the all-in-one where the computer sort of sits behind a screen all in one unit, you don't really, aesthetically speaking, and I did tell you I'm all about, you know, the aesthetics.
Stylish
You don't really want a cable hanging off it and another drive cluttering your desk. The reason you bought an all-in-one, you want it to be all-in-one. There's a company called 12 South, spelled out as words, 12 space South. They do a thing called a backpack. It's actually a shelf. It's a little shelf that fits onto the back of an iMac or an Apple screen. It just clicks on. And you just put the drive on there and it becomes invisible because it's behind there. You can actually just strap it to the shelf if you're worried about it falling off. It's not cheap. It's about £30, but it was about £45. And again, you can find it on Amazon. It's called the 12 South Backpack. And I just think that aesthetically, that's a really nice solution.
I'm looking at a picture of it now. It's so ergonomic and slick. And like you say, I think if you're an Apple user, you quite like the aesthetics of it. and you want everything to be slick and clean lines.
Because
and that's very cool.
On an iMac, you can see in one of the pictures, the ports are at the back. Mm. So you can have a short cable that just runs from the back right to the middle.
And
the little shelf looks like it's made by Apple. I mean, it's aluminium. It's all designed to be part of the same thing.
And the great thing is that if you don't use it for a drive, you could put your biscuits there.
Yes, although you have to reach over to get them.
Oh, well, I can, for a biscuit, that's fine. I've got a long arm, just like Inspector Gadget.
You will risk it for a biscuit.
I will risk it for a biscuit. What a great gadget. So I was saying in my intro to you that I was nervous about how much money you were going to cost me, because I love a gadget. But actually, you've probably saved me hundreds of pounds.
Well, only if you've got. I don't want people to go out and buy stuff like me just because you can't control yourself. I'm really not encouraging. But if you are in the market for that, it's gonna save you some money. Have we got time for a quick one?
Always.
Okay.
She's nodding. Of course, go for it. If it's for gadgets, we've got time.
Okay. So Anker is one of my favourite brands for chargers and portable power bank packs and so forth. They do a desktop charger called the Anker Prime Charger. It's got a total of 200 watts of power that go into it and 6 charging ports on the front.
Wow.
4 of those are the modern USB-C style ports and 2 of them are the legacy sort of rectangular USB-A ports. Because it's got each of the USB-C ports could provide, subject to the overall limit of 200 watts, up to 100 watts on every one. So you could have just 2 things plugged into this and have 100 watts coming out of each, which will be more than enough to charge. It's very rare you actually need 100 watts. I charge one or two things at 100 watts, and it's a delight. I've got the portable power banks?
Yes.
Normally they recharge at 20 or 30 watts. I've got one that will take 100 watts, which means even though it's very high capacity, you can recharge it in less than an hour.
Oh, fabulous.
And because what's the point of having a portable power bank if it itself is dead when you need to go out? So that's really nice.
All right, how much is this? Love this.
Okay,
this is great.
So this normally costs £80.
Yeah.
It's currently £65, but click on the little link within the description for the product. And as I say, it's called the Anker Prime Charger 200 Watt.
And Anker is A-N-K-E-R.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, and it's a 6-port GAN charger, G-A-N. That just talks about...
six-port GAN?
G-A-N.
G-A-N charger.
Yeah, gallium nitride, I think. It's the sort of... instead of silicon, they use gallium. It means it uses less space and produces less heat. Now, if you click on the right links within the Amazon listing, Amazon UK, you can get a free pair of headphones from Soundcore called the Q11Is. They are wireless Bluetooth headphones. They normally sell for somewhere, the list price is £45. Realistically, they normally sell between £30 and £45. So let's say it's worth at least £30 if you're in the market for that. And they're actually good headphones. They're not rubbish. So
they look amazing.
Yeah. So
they look like Beats.
Yeah. So they're over the ear headphones. They've got a 4-centimeter driver in each ear, so you've got good bass response. It'll run for up to 60 hours on a single charge. A 5-minute charge will give you 4 hours of play time. The thing I like about this, although they're wireless Bluetooth and multi-point, so you can pair it to different things without having to repair it all the time, you can actually plug a wire into it. You can make them wired.
Oh, fab.
And why would you do that? Because any Bluetooth headphone compresses the sound. It's convenient, but it's not the best quality that the headphones are capable of playing. But if you plug a wire in, it's uncompressed, you get the full quality, and they are good. So altogether, £65 for the charger and the headphones.
That's amazing. Fevzi, you are truly a gadget god. We've got storage, we've got a charging station, and we've got almost free, kind of free, incredible headphones. Thank you so much for that gift of gadget wisdom. I really appreciate it. It's so lovely to speak to you.